It's Chick on Stores. We're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Pat Pagano's Tri-State Forecast. Cloudy and showers today, 75 to 80. Tomorrow, showers and a thunderstorm, 75 to 80. Friday, showers tapering off, mid-70s. And Saturday, sunny, high in the mid-70s. We'll check that forecast in just a few minutes. Local schools have been honored as some of the best in the nation. Region 7 Superintendent Judith Palmer, whose rural district serves students from Barkhamsted, Colebrook, New Hartford, and Norfolk, credited Northwestern as a Blue Ribbon school. To the strong relationship it fosters among students, family, and faculty, Northwestern had an enrollment of about 700 last year. Palmer highlighted Link Crew, a student leadership program and kindness in motion program she started, as key drivers behind their recognition as well. Northwestern students receive $100 grants through Kindness in Motion for individual projects that aim to spread kindness in and beyond the Region 7 community. Three schools in the greater Waterbury and Litchfield County area are being recognized as some of the best nationwide in overall academic performance in closing student achievement gaps. Mark Molinaro announced his congressional bid, and he took aim at Washington and Antonio Delgado. For much of the pandemic, Molinaro was an outspoken critic of Governor Cuomo, calling for more power at the local level and reform in the state capitol. On Tuesday, he shifted his target to the nation's capital, both as a subject of his criticism and his next career goal. Quote, Washington must have learned a lesson from Albany, he said. He went on to say, quote, and Antonio Delgado must have learned a lesson from Andrew Cuomo, end quote. From a farm in Rhinebeck, Molinaro officially announced his candidacy for the 19th Congressional District and his position as an incumbent Democratic Delgado's appointment. A temporary Division Street bridge plan could bring relief for Great Barrington motorists. That bridge, whose sudden shutdown in 2019 snarled driving and continues to slow widespread frustration, is on schedule to get a temporary replacement by next summer if the state gives its blessing. The full length of Division Street will be ready for traffic again with the installation of a temporary modular one-lane bridge until the town can eventually complete the larger and more involved project of rebuilding a permanent bridge. Weight limits for trucks to cross the new bridge are still uncertain since the town is waiting on state approval to determine that. According to Sean Van Dusen, director of the town's Department of Public Works, he said he'll know more in the next 3 to 4 weeks. Meanwhile, what was expected to be a relatively easy, no-frills solution to begin protecting Housatonic's dilapidated former school building from the elements has itself become a challenge. Townspeople decide the future of that former Housatonic school on Pleasant Street. Town officials were hoping to hire a contractor this month to tarp the roof and board up the windows, but only one contractor bid on the project, and that bid was nearly quadruple the estimated cost. They had one bidder of the project. That bid was $95,000, according to Van Dusen. He told the select board. Voters at the annual town meeting approved $25,000 to be put aside for the project. That number was based on cost estimates received last spring. Great Barrington Libraries will host Write Your Own Pandemic Story, a workshop presented by author Marjorie Quigler from 7 to 8:30 on Thursday via Zoom. The workshop will help participants in their experiences during the COVID-19 pandemic. A handout with the workshop's writing prompts as well as suggestions for completing the story will be available for download. The program will not be recorded. For more information or register, visit gblibraries.org/events. A dedication ceremony honoring the service of Revolutionary War General John Fellows, Colonel John Ashley, and son General John Ashley will take place at 11 a.m. Saturday at the Barnard Cemetery on Main Street in Sheffield. The short program will be presented by Brian Barrett, biographer of General John Fellows, and John Wayward, a descendant of the honorees. Also in attendance will be members of the First Resistance Chapter of the Massachusetts Daughter of the American Revolution and local historians. So meetings going on in our area. In Salisbury on 5:30, the Salisbury Affordable Housing Commission has a special meeting. Region 1 has an ABC committee meeting at 7 p.m. North Canaan meeting and events. The public hearing for blight ordinance happens at 7 p.m. Board of Selectmen can have their public hearing for the food truck committee at 7:30. In North Canaan on the 23rd, inland wetlands meeting is at 7 o'clock. In Cornwall on the 25th, 9:30 to 11, birds, blooms, and butterflies draw nature in colored pencil. The Cornwall Library, 30 Pine Street in Cornwall. Colleen Hurst, September 11th and 18th, 10 to 11:30, and September 25th, 9:30 to 11. At 10 a.m. in Cornwall, the Women's Society has a book sale at the Parish House, 8 Bolton Hill Road. Two weekends of serious fun at the Parish House at Bolton Hill Road in Cornwall. Proceeds for the book sale will go to the scholarship fund and for Cornwall students. The Sharon Classic Road Race, a 36-year tradition, combines small-town charm with big race amenities. What began as a small but meaningful fundraiser for the Sharon Daycare Center has evolved into a significant early spring race in the Northwest Quarter. Very successful as a fundraiser. The main event and 5-mile race will begin at 10:15 with registration at 8:30 on the 25th. Kids event begins at 9:30 with the fun run, which is organized in two age groups. The popular not quite a mile kids race begins at 9:45 and is for children through age 12. The course is a beautiful route through town and rural sections of town. The lollipop route has gently rolling hills with a good climb in the 4th mile. They provide water stations and timers along the course. One of the most enjoyable courses to run in the Northwest Corner, the Classic is a great way to start the racing season and an excellent way to warm up for larger races. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 33,919.84, the NASDAQ at 14,746.40, and the S&P 500 at 4,354.19. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast in just a few moments.